This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2068. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 7th, Australia, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Eritrea, Germany, India, International Vacuum, Jammu and Kashmir, Korea South, Kurdistan, Madagascar, North America, Oklahoma, Peru, Philippines, Tajikistan, USA, explaining DXing and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, upon Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard is still hearing one of the private Australian shortwave stations on 5055 Radio 4KZ in Queensland. On January 2nd, it cut off at 45 seconds past 1202 UT. He says each day they go off about 5 seconds earlier than the day before. UT January 6th at 0157, I tuned to 750 to hear what WSB Atlanta would have to say about the Georgia runoff election returns. But they were in a commercial, and I was hearing music interference. Knowing WSB, I found that was, yes, that Canadian, CKJH in Melfort, Saskatchewan. But instead they identify as Beach Radio, which is always good for a chuckle far from a coast, where the low temperature was going to be minus 11. It is yet another Canadian AM station which refuses to protect a USA clear channel, an invasion. Its night pattern is supposed to be slightly skewed circle tangent toward the north with 25 kilowatts, but with a notch toward Atlanta. Our reactivated listener in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Murray Lycan, VA1CQ, replied to this report. As a former Saskatchewan resident long ago, I'll have you know CKJH studios of Beach Radio are located only 1 kilometer from Windsor Slough at the Milford Golf and Country Club. I suppose this could qualify as a beach area if you squint your eyes. More about the anonymous missionary mystery station on 4940 in Spanish, which per our report last week has been identified as La Montaña, Colombia, in Maicao. That's according to the AOKI listing, but it's also in the 2021 World Radio TV Handbook, for those who have managed to get a copy by now. As Ron Howard points out, it's not clear whether it's really Montana or Montaña, as you would expect. Power shown as 1 kilowatt on page 166. Cation Maicao, but nevertheless filed under D.C. as in Capital District, as if it were in Bogota. The info apparently came from Rafael Rodriguez, who really is in Bogota as the QSL manager, just as he was for the former Colombian stations on 5910 and 6010 kilohertz, which were really far off in Puerto Lleras, but he did not bother to inform us. The WRTH entry also shows an office address as Red 4-72 Unicentro in Bogota. But I wonder, has anyone ever heard an ID on the air as La Montana, Colombia, or Montaña? May not have mentioned them recently, but something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, such as the spur blobs out of 13700 on the 13 megahertz band heard in our mornings, but not every morning. Sometimes they're there and sometimes not. But here's what I have noted. December 31st at 1425, when on 13555 approximately, 13629, 13772, 13844, the last one interfering with WWCR, but it usually misses WWCR and also misses hitting Radio Marti on 13820. On January 2nd at 1453, I found them on about 13771 and 13629, the lower one interfering with VOA via Vatican on 13630. January 3rd at 1555, about 13632 and 13769. Meanwhile, one of the RHC English frequencies, roughly 01 to 07 UT, keeps alternating between 9700 and 6145. You never know which frequency it will be on from one night to the next. Although it keeps registering schedules in European languages, Radio Cairo, Egypt, has been mostly absent for months, Hamavarian hardcore DX Wojtek Zaremba in Poland reports hearing it in German, January 4th at 1915 on 9809.59. After some time pips in the news, modulation slightly better than usual, he says, and a strong signal. However, it was off the air, rechecked at 1935, so maybe just testing. As Wolfgang Büscherl points out, various languages are scheduled between 15 and 02 UT, most of them on different frequencies, including English at 21:15 for a sesquihour on 9900. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea on the air, intruding into the 40-meter ham band 7180, January 3rd at 05:15 to 05:32 with vernacular comments and East African songs, and also on 7140 with a different program. Wolfgang Büscherl replies, yes, Asmara, heard January 1st and 2nd, and also January 3rd at 05:40 on both frequencies, and both of which are 21 hertz above nominal, 7140 and 7180 with Horn of Africa music. As for Eritrea non, I'm still hearing the clandestine via RMI, presumably via France, Baito Yaikel, which is on the air Saturdays and Wednesdays only, 17545 variable, such as January 2nd at 1534. It was wobbling audibly as I tried to measure it to about 17545.060. I checked it via the South Africa remote at 1550, where it was coming in fairly well. There's nothing closer to Eritrea. And the SAM mode showed the carrier was cycling up and down between 34 and 65 hertz on the plus side. I was hearing a short, long-path echo from the Nauen transmitter site in Germany, January 2nd at 1458 on 11900. During the Bible Voice broadcasting transmission, I computed the delay as 0.08 of a second, or about 1/12 of 1 second. On DX India, Joe's Jacobs says, there have been changes in news timings of All India Radio home service transmissions interchanging Hindi and English languages. So the English 10-minute newscasts are now heard at 01:30, 12:40, 13:30, and 17:40. But fewer and fewer All India Radio shortwave stations remain on the air. Ron Howard reports one which is 5040 at Jaipur, heard January 4th at 1537 to 1605. Decent reception with indigenous music and radio drama in Hindi. He says, happy to at least have this station still on the air to enjoy, although it was not during English news. Filed under International Vacuum, David Cole forwards a story from the New York Times, December 31st. Headline, was that a dropped call from E.T.? A spooky radio signal showed up after a radio telescope was aimed at the next star over from our sun, Proxima Centauri. It's a long story you might want to look up, but it says, the radio signal detected in spring 2019 and reported on earlier in The Guardian is in many ways the stuff of dreams for alien hunters. It was a narrowband signal with a frequency of 982.02 megahertz, as recorded at the Parkes Observatory in Australia. The signal was heard only when pointed toward that star rather than terrestrial RFI. The signal that surprised the team appeared five times on April 29th during a series of 30-minute windows in which the telescope was pointed in the direction of Proxima Centauri. It has not appeared since. It was a pure unmodulated tone, meaning it appeared to carry no message except the fact of its own existence. The signal also showed a tendency to drift slightly in frequency during the 30-minute intervals, a sign that whatever the signal came from is not on the surface of Earth, but often correlates with a rotating or orbiting object. But the drift does not match the motions of any known planets in Proxima Centauri. International Vacuum Non, this from CIDX Messenger, originating with the Daily Mail in the UK. Fallen alien-hunting Arecibo Observatory will be rebuilt as Puerto Rico commits $8 million to its reconstruction. Governor Wanda Vasquez has signed an executive order approving $8 million to help rebuild the renowned telescope. It says reconstructing Arecibo is a matter of public policy, along with declaring the observatory site an historic zone. The $8 million is set to be used for removing and disposing of the debris and the design of a new telescope. Ron Howard in California reports on hearing All India Radio Srinagar in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. On January 5th, heard on 4950.0 from tune-in at 0125 UT until off at 0215. Same time format as originally heard. For many years, this format has not varied at all. Today, assuming with the news by a man, and then a woman with the news reciting from the Quran. Only very slight Angola QRM from the low side, so best to hear this in upper side band. He says it's fairly easy to ID due to the consistent format and at 0140 distinctive Quran recitations. His sunset was 0105 UT, while Srinagar sunrise was 0206, therefore gray line. After AIR signed off, he did hear Angola with repetitive pop African music on 4949.73. Another weekly report from Ron Howard about the clandestines from South to North Korea. As of January 4th, Monday, at 1335 UT, VOP again had not changed its frequencies for the eighth consecutive week, unlike what used to happen, best on 3480, also on 3910, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600 with a radio drama, while the other station, VOH, at 1340, had out-of-date news in English and Korean, and another week for it with all the frequencies changed to 3980, 4885, 5990, 6250, 6348, and 9100. And the other station with only one frequency, Voice of Freedom, 5920 at 1350, fair reception. No jamming, as the super jamming from North Korea was still on 6045 with no station there to jam, while the other frequency, 6135, was also clear with no jamming. Kurdistan Nan, Ivo Ivanov, the observer in Bulgaria, reports a frequency change for Denga Weylat from December 31st, 11540 replacing 11530. From both transmitter sites, 06 to 15 UT via Pridnestrovia and 15 to 16 via France. But the remaining frequencies via France have not changed, 0330 to 06 on 7350 and 16 to 22 on 9525. However, by January 2nd, he was hearing the Turkish jammer, which he calls Radio Erdogan, on 11530, the former frequency of Denga Weylat. In his NASWA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin has also been monitoring this. On 11530, December 31st at 1303, the possible Turkish jammer, since Denga Weylat had moved to 11540 by then, and covering a week program of what sounded like Turkish music and strident talk on 11530. But then it became unclear from the music and the language which ones he was hearing. He also reports on 11540, December 31st at 1304, presumed Denga Weylat. January 4th at 1545, I was hearing something only on 11540, not 11530. Wolfgang Büschel reports Denga Weylat via France on exactly 9525, but the Turkish jammer was about 20 hertz away, making a buzz tone. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2068. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Bob Zarelli in Hazlett, New Jersey, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, I'm a long-time SWL and appreciate you being out there. We may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. dollars on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. And another unsolicited testimonial from Murray Lycan, VA1CQ in Halifax. Hi Glenn, you're as constant as time itself. It's been years or decades since I've looked you up online, and I'm glad to see you're not only still alive, but you're amazingly still reporting on radio. How comforting. Ron Howard in California has been hearing both Radio Madagascar frequencies around sunrise via Long Path. January 1st, it was a very decent Gray Line reception. At 1523 to 1543, right after his sunrise at 1519, while Antananarivo sunset was at 1530. On 5009.95, it's always off frequency minus. But 6135 was already off the air after 1500. But on January 3rd, he did hear them on 6135 until off at 1526 under China in English. And as soon as that went off at 1526, 5009.95 started up with their music program. Would appear to be the same transmitter, but on January 4th, they were on both frequencies at the same time, tuned in at 1438. Unlike DXers further east who seem to specialize in pirates, I only hear one occasionally, such as January 2nd at 2300, an ID just as I tuned in 6929 USB as Goat Cheese Radio 2021, and then playing some Billie Holiday. During the first week in January since the first, three of my regular beacons in Oklahoma were off the air, apparently because of heavy ice and snowfall. 255 SW in Stillwater, 341 EI in Enid, and 350 RG at Will Rogers World Airport, Oklahoma City. It seems they are not essential navigation aids, but by January 6th, one of them had resumed RG on 350. January 4th, I've discovered that one of my locals, KGWA on 960 in Enid, has been running dead air before and after 07UT. Also, knowing what's left of that signal, I was able to identify ESPN San Angelo, Texas, at 0657, January 4th, that is KSKL. A Peruvian shortwave station has been reactivated, Radio Tahuantinsuyo in Cusco, on 6174, reported by Rogildo F. Aragawin, Bolivia, January 5th at 2321. Within the hour, I checked but could not hear even a carrier on 6174 or 6175. But also reported from Brazil by Jorge Freitas, January 6th at midnight 52. It's back on after a few years off. He says male voiceover and cheerful music. Also another report from Brazil, Lucio Otavio Bobrovich, at the midnight UT hour between January 5th and 6th, with some Spanish and short music, but the carrier remained on after midnight 3 with no modulation. Ron Howard in California says he was surprised to find such a good signal from Radio Pilipinas, 9925, January 1st, signing on at 1730 in Filipino or Tagalog. Many IDs and giving frequencies for this, also 12120 and 15190, but those were not heard. They start with their choral national anthem, which means chosen land or land of the morning. January 1st, around 15UT on 11745, I was hearing Middle East music and talk about Ibrahim. It's Saudi Arabia's equivalent of AFRDS, Al-Azam Radio. It's for their military forces, presumably from the Jeddah transmitter site. The name means determination, which seems appropriate for messing with a neighboring country's affairs, Yemen. In DX fanzine, Giampiero Bernardini in Italy reports hearing Radio Free Asia on an odd split frequency, 7512 variable, back on December 5th at midnight 30, believed to be via Tajikistan. He said they'd ID'd in English and then into Burmese at midnight 30. At 21UT, January 6th, Wolfgang Büschel posted, on all newscasts, TV stations, European-wide and CNN, reports from D.C., coup d'etat in Washington in development, MPs brought to safety. Of course, I was glued to TV coverage all day, but what about VOA? Of course not. Checked Grimesland, 11720 at 2112, while President Biden was speaking briefly. VOA was still playing African music all hour. And Radio Marti was, of course, talking about Cuba in Spanish. 13550 to 13570 ISM, or HIFER Part 15 band, is supposed to be full of very low-power beacons. There's quite a list at the LWCA website. But all I ever hear is K6FRC on 13565 from California occasionally, except January 1st at 1448, I had another on 13555 WV over and over. Appropriately, it's from Richwood, West Virginia. Both encounter CODAR QRM and are at risk from Cuban spur blobs, depending on how those frequencies vary. Trying to keep up with World of Radio scheduling changes via WRMI, Jeff White says the UT Tuesday 0330 on 5800 is back in effect, although it was not this first week in January, instead of Freedom Synergy Radio. That program, however, is subject to sporadic reappearances. He also says the UT Thursday 0130 broadcast of World of Radio on 7780 and 5010 is resuming. However, this week it came back only on 5010. While that full hour on 7780 was occupied by music, I think it was TIAMS. Speaking of which, Roger in Germany reports that World of Radio was heard at an unexpected time, Wednesday at 21 UT on 7780. Well, it's been on the schedule for a long time, but something else was actually occupying that hour, and that had actually been TIAMS. We hope the first broadcast each week, which is UT Friday at 0130, will remain on 5850 across North America, if not also 5010. Thanks to David Freeborough for correcting my item last week about the frequency tolerance, according to FCC, for WBCQ. At 7.5 megahertz, it's 0.0015%, which means 15 parts per million. I was off by 2 decimal places, so that means the frequency error allowed is 112.35 hertz. That still seems awfully lax. Shortwave frequency that far off is bound to cause harmful interference to co-channel stations. Anyhow, WBCQ is beyond that, typically up to 180 hertz above 7490. Thanks to Kevin Rick of Texas Radio Shortwave for all the EQSLs he sent me, now appearing on my website, and his schedule has been planned for the next 3 months. Saturdays, January 16th via Channel 292 in Germany at 09 on 6070, and at 18 UT on 3955. That month's program is different versions of the best songs we played in 2020. Then via WBCQ UT Sunday, January 24th at 0300 on 6160. There's also a broadcast via WRMI on the first UT Sunday of each month, such as February 7th at 0200 on 5950. That'll be Texas Outlaw Music Tribute. And similar pattern follows for February and March. Duke Hammond, the engineer at WNJC 1360 in New Jersey, who's been running DX tests every weekend for a couple of months, is continuing them at least through January on UT Sundays between 01 and 11 UT, 1360. The first 4 hours will be at low power of 800 watts, and the remaining time until 11 UT will be at day power of 5 kilowatts. So, plenty more chances to hear it way out west, but so far I've not been able to. There's lots of QRM. I'm glad to hear the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival is again being broadcast. I actually attended in person several times many years ago. It's a 13-week series via the WFMT Fine Arts Network. I'm hearing it via KUCO-FM in Oklahoma, Sundays at 16 to 17 UT. These recordings appear to be from 2019, as I suppose they had to postpone the 2020 season. It should be on many other classical stations. From KSFR Santa Fe on its webcast, I'm indeed hearing Beyond Borders, the world music show at its new time, Thursdays between 16 and 19 UT. While its old slot, UT Tuesday starting at 0400, has been occupied by The Global Village, which is not produced at KSFR, but at KMUW in Wichita. Mike Terry forwards a rather opinionated piece from TechDirt.com, headline Too Much Free Time from the Odd Priorities Department, January 4th by Carl Bode. It's been pretty clear that the Trump Agitpie FCC doesn't give an S about consumer protection, healthy markets, high prices, or competition. It's why they've effectively dismantled the FCC's authority and ceded U.S. telecom policymaking to AT&T and Comcast lobbyists, all in the repeatedly disproven belief that putting oversight of a bunch of politically powerful natural monopolies somehow results in free market magic. Of course, the end result of 30 years of this kind of policy thinking is Comcast, which speaks for itself. Instead of doing one of its core jobs of protecting markets and consumers, the Pi FCC has spent an inordinate amount of time hyperventilating over pirate radio broadcasts. Every few months, the FCC will crow about how it has cracked down on some piddly pirate radio broadcaster that usually is causing minimal harm and can't pay the resulting fine anyway. Often some of these are catered to very narrow and underserved minority communities, and taking them offline isn't worth the time and enforcement cost unless it's causing significant major harm to a legit regional broadcaster or to public safety. But recently, the FCC took things to the next level by using recently expanded authority under the PIRATE Act to target property owners and landlords who host those engaging in pirate radio broadcasts. In the world of Radio IO Group, we've had a fascinating thread explaining DXing to those who just don't get it. Mike Cooper comments, "It's baffling and frustrating that pulling distant signals out of thin air from far away holds no fascination for people who now have access to everything too much. Spotify is a poor substitute for well-curated music radio programming. Tweets are no substitute for the in-depth news reporting we can obtain on shortwave and from NPR. Sadly, international broadcasters gave up their prime positions broadcasting on easily receivable shortwave radio. They chose instead to become just another internet stream, competing with millions of other outlets. They cited the cost of shortwave transmission and shifted the cost to the listener, who has to pay monthly for internet access and a phone or computer, while keeping track of updates and changing websites and stream locations. Is it unreasonable for us to prefer the simplicity and elegance of over-the-air DXing? One person's noise is another's treasure," says Mike Cooper. For the following, please try very hard to imagine it's the voice of a woman, because I'm quoting directly Emily Keane. "I read the discussion of girls likely to be interested in radios with amusement, as I was a long-haired popular girl who went to every school dance, got the best parts in the school plays, had a date for every dance, worked as a model while in college, belonged to a sorority, still love fragrances and makeup, and adore radios. I got my first radio for my 8th birthday, and I still remember everything about it. I stayed up every night listening to the voices and news from cities far away, and those voices lured me from West Virginia to a life in theater in New York, Germany, and London. I'm married with 4 adult children, 5 grandchildren, and literally hundreds of radios. I am hardly boyish, but I listen to my radios for hours every day, every broadcast band, as well as scanner and CB and ham frequencies. And I promote the radio hobby to all my friends, even the girly girls," says Emily Keane. Check worldofradio.com for the latest updates to Alan Rowe's hit list and our schedule of DX, SWL, and media programs. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Active geomagnetic field expected January 17th to 20th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4. Solar flux rising from 78 to a peak of 82 between January 17th and 27th. That's World of Radio 2068. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.